Today, on You're Watching a Movie with Silas Lindenstein, we're talking about the new film, Empire of Light.
You're watching a movie with Silas Lindenstein in the theaters, you find this. So go on and press play and rewind this. This speech that is timeless. Love it like it or we lose it, can't find it. And we ain't keen on being reminded about the film if it isn't tough. We spend a lot of time at the cinema. It's just me and my friends, we watch plenty stuff. For movies, yeah, I've been above. Whether big or they small, no, for me don't make a difference. Love them. You're watching a movie with Silas Lindenstein in the theaters, you find this. So go on and press play and rewind this. This speech, it is timeless. Love it like it or we lose it, can't find it. And we ain't keen on being reminded about the film if it didn't hit. No, gotta lose it. Watch movies with my friends, bringing joy, that's the blueprint. So come on and let's do this. Leave pain behind us and relax your mind. Come watch a movie with Silas.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to You're Watching a Movie with Silas Lindenstein. I am your host, Silas Lindenstein. Today, I am talking about the new film, Empire of Light. Big shout out to my movie guests this week, Chelsea and Eric. Empire of Light is a romance drama, rated R, and runs 1 hour and 59 minutes, written and directed by Sam Mendes. The film stars Olivia Colman and Michael Ward, with Colin Firth bringing his star power to a nice supporting role. The story is set in the 1980s in a small town, a coastal town in England. It focuses on this relationship, that an unlikely relationship that develops between Olivia Colman's character and Michael Ward. Now, Olivia Colman's this, you know, middle-aged white woman, and Michael Ward's this, you know, like college age, just barely like freshman trying to get into college age, young black man. And in the 1980s, that's an unlikely relationship. Besides the race thing, you have the age component. I wanted to say that in the 1980s, there's some racial tensions in England, but 2022 and there's still racial tensions everywhere. The best things about this film. Number one, Olivia Colman. She's just a magnificent actor. I love her performance in nearly everything that I've seen. And this is really a character-driven piece. She's going through life, and clearly things are not completely okay. And then she meets Michael, and there's a little spark to her life. Little joy is created there. And then you see her emotionally dealing with this because of her past. And her ups and downs of emotion are pretty incredible in this film. It's realistic. It's nuanced. Just a magnificent performance. I wouldn't be surprised to see some Oscar buzz around her performance. This movie is really great if you are into character-driven pieces. It's not just Olivia Colman. It's the other actors in the film. It's a nice study of the characters and how they're dealing with society and how they look, maybe even at film. Now, this movie isn't about film. I definitely thought, once I realized Empire of Light was the title, and I thought this was going to be a film really focused on, you know, film and the power of film and all that. But it wasn't. It's really just a piece about the characters there. This film is really well directed. Sam Mendes knows how to direct a film. He knows how to control pacing. He knows how to create moments. He knows how to bring overall tone to the film. Ultimately, a director's responsibility is tone. Tone and pacing and creating those moments to tell the story. And he does an excellent job of that. Now, again, you have to really like character-driven pieces to enjoy this. But this isn't a sad, mopey film. It actually flows really well. It flows pretty fast. The pacing is so good, you almost forget it's a character drama. And while I did really like the film, it does have a couple flaws. Number one, it does seem at times that the film meanders a little bit. In fact, usually a film is about one character and follows their point of view for most of the time. And there's definitely this 10-15 minute period where it shifts focus and you're seeing everything from that character's point of view. And that's a little different. Usually if you are switching point of views, you do it through the entire film. And this only had like a 15 minute section. I found that a little bit jarring. There were times that I did start wondering like, oh, are we going to wrap it up now? I'm like, oh no, I guess that's not what the story is. Where are we going with this? It was going nice and I really enjoyed it. But sometimes I was like, is that necessary? 1 hour, 59 minutes? This clearly could have been a 1 hour, 57 minute movie, Sam Mendes. The film also seems to lack an oomph. You know what I mean? Just like, you don't walk away going like, oh, that was powerful. Like, it was well done, but there was no moment in it, or I don't know what I'm supposed to take from this film. There was no power punch. That's it. It just really lacked a knockout. It was a really well-crafted and well-made film, and I was really interested and engaged with the story, but it just really lacked that extra 10% that I think brings a film like this to that best picture category. It just doesn't have an oomph. The film and plot are relatively simple, but I actually think there's a lot more going on to this film than it's going to get credit for. This film delved into mental health, racism, sexual harassment at the workplace, and of course, taboo matters of the heart. Sam Mendes packed a lot into this film, but in a real subtle way, and I think that shows some real great craft in writing. I always like to look for a lesson from each film, and I think the lesson in this film is that when things move quickly, you don't notice the darkness. I always rate each film with my 3L system. I either love it, like it, or lose it. Empire of Light gets a like it. Have you seen Empire of Light? Do you agree or disagree with my review? Let me know in the comment section. Thank you for stopping by, and thank you for watching a movie with Silas Lindenstein.
You're watching a movie with Silas Lindenstein. In the theaters you find this, so go and press play and rewind this. This speech it is time.
Did you like that review and want to see more? Be sure to hit the like button and subscribe so you can be notified the next time a new review drops.
I'm at the cinema. It's just me and my friends. We watch plenty stuff. For movies, yeah, I've been above. Whether big or they small, no, for me don't make a difference. Love them. You're watching a movie with Silas Lindenstein. In the theaters you find this, so go and press play and rewind this. This speech it is timeless. Love it, like it, or we lose it, can't find it. And we ain't keen on being reminded. But the film, if it didn't hit, no, gotta lose it. Watch movies with my friends, bringing joy, that's the blueprint. So come on and let's do this. Leave pain behind us and relax your mind. Come watch a movie with Silas. Yeah.